Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Menachot, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. About to take a look at Mishnah Chet of the fifth parak, followed by Mishnah Tet. These last two Mishnayot of the fifth parak deal with various commitments to Menachot and what the consequences of those commitments are. In the beginning of Parshat Menachot, in Perek Bet of Sefer Vayikra, we have the mention of the Minchat Marcheshet and the Minchat Machavat. So therefore, Homer, Harai Alai B'Machavat, Le'avi Marcheshet, Marcheshet Le'avi B'Machavat. The two are distinct and unique, and therefore, if you commit to one, you may not bring the other. What is the difference between them? Ma'bein Machavat and Marcheshet? Marcheshet Ish La'Kisui, Machavat En La'Kisui, to Rabbi Yosei Glili. Rabbi Yosei Glili sees the entire difference in whether or not the pan is covered. The marcheshet is a deep pan. It makes a difference be about the size of the pan, the depth of the pan, and therefore, because it's a deep pan, the dough remains soft and kind of wobbly because the oil all congates down there. Machavat safa u'maseh kashin. Machavat is a regular fry pan. It's shallow, and therefore the dough becomes harder, everything gets fried in. Now, my time in Rabbi Yossi Glili, why does he say that the issue is a cover? If it's because he's using what we might call hamaletic halacha, meaning that the marcheshet and the machavat are coming to symbolize different kinds of sins, and that the marcheshet is coming to atone for thoughts in the heart, kirichtiv rachash libi davar tov, so that the idea of marcheshet, he's darshaning it connected with the word rachash libi, which literally means my heart moved. But the idea is that my heart thought something, and the idea is that it represents the thoughts of the heart, which are discrete, and therefore it's covered. And machavat da'atya ach machbui apeh, it comes to be mechaper for that which was expressed by the mouth, which is open, and therefore no cover. K'demar inshi minbach nevuche, like people say, he spoke out or barked really. Ema ipcha, we could say the opposite. Machvat ta'atiya machvui alev, that the machavat might be coming for that which is an expression of the heart, dichtiv, and we have a pasuk for that. Lama nachbeita livroach, what Lavan says to Yaakov, why did you decide, but discreetly and privately, to run away? Why didn't you come and tell me? Would have had a farewell. And marcheshet atyar chushe. And marcheshet is coming for that which was expressed. K'da amri inshi, havimirachshan sifate. We see that his person, sometimes his lips are still moving with something that he was muttering. So the word marcheshet and the word machavat do not recommend more likely one to the heart and one to the mouth, any more than the opposite. Ella gemor gemirila. The answer is Rabbi Yossi had a tradition that that's what the marcheshet looked like and that's what the machavat looked like. Chum gamliel omer marcheshet amuka. Where's that from? Dichtiv v'chol nasa v'marcheshet. The emphasis on the preposition in the marcheshet. So it's a deep kli. Machavat safa, it floats, it's shallow. Dichtiv v'al machavat, on the machavat. So therefore, it's shallow. Tanur banan. V'chamay omrim. Homer Arai Alai Marcheshet. If a guy says, I'm committing to a Marcheshet, to donate a Marcheshet, Himunachat Shiavo Eliyahu. He can't really do anything until Eliyahu comes. In other words, we don't know what he committed to. Vesafkalu Yal Shum Kli Nikru Al Shum Maasehen. Is he committing to bring a Marcheshet pan as a gift or a Mincha? I told him, Reim, he says, for sure it means the Kli. Kli Abinkdash Marcheshet Shema. There's a Kli, they called it Marcheshet. Vedomekimin Kalbos Amok. It's like a sort of a deep, kind of a dish. When the batzeik is in it, it's like these sort of long oblong shaped things. Tapuchei habrotim, maybe some sort of well known apples, and blutei ivanim, maybe well known acorns or something. V'yomer, and besides that, that the testimony of what the that it was the name of the kli, the pasuk says, Kol nasa v'marcheshet v'al machavat. Alma al shuma kelim nikru. It says anything made in a Marcheshet, not made in Marcheshet style, but made in a Marcheshet. So therefore you see that the names of these minachot are they're named after the kelim that they are done, v'lo'al shum ma'asehem, and not based on how they're made. Unlike Rechon ben Gamliel, who says, rochashin, ma'aseha rochashin, and that may be why we have another girsa than ma'aseha rachin, and the rochashin is not describing the kli, but the way it's made, but rather the kli. All right, the last Mishnah, Reali Batanur. If a guy says, I'm going to bring the name of the Mincha is Ma'afei Tanur, but if he says, Reali Batanur, Loyave Ma'afei Kupach, you can't then bake it in a small little stove. Ma'afei Rafim, you can't bake it on bricks. Ma'afei Rota Ravim, and you can't bake it in these kind of pots. If you don't Meratzam, if you Ma'afei Kupach, he disagrees with the first limitation and says, you may bring mave kupach, you may bring with that a little stove top. Now, if you say, you cannot bring, and we saw this discussed already, you cannot bring half loaves and half wafers. It has to be 10 of this or 10 of that. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Matir, Mineshu Korban Achad. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you could bring five of this and five of that because it's all one Korban, meaning loaves or wafers constitute a Mafei Tanur, and therefore it doesn't have to be all one or the other. We'll see why. Tanur Rabbanan. The Bryce says Mafei Tanur. Torah says Mafei Tanur. Velo Mafei Kupach, Velo Mafei Rafim, Velo Mafei Rot Arviim. Exactly like a Mishnah. You don't mean Tanur, Tanur Shnei Pavim. It says the word Tanur twice. Take a look at the bolded words. Lachshir mafei kupach, to tell you that even a smaller kind of tanur, a little stovetop, will work. Rabbi Shimon Omer, tanur tanur shnei peyamim, he says there's a different reason it says it twice. Achad shete afiatan batanur, v'achad shiye hekteshan batanur. One is that it's baked in the tanur, the other is it becomes kodesh in the tanur. Well, meet leilu Rabbi Shimon haisfar, since what does Rabbi Shimon say? When you bake it in the tanur, it becomes kodesh. Vatnan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, le'olam havi ragil omar, we have a phrase a person should be familiar with. Beit Pagi was a place right at the outskirts of the city of Yerushalayim where you could eat kochim kalim, but certainly far away from the Azara. He says, lachem apanim shtei alachem could be brought there, meaning that they're not kodesh until they're actually put onto the ma'aracha, or the shtei alachem are lifted up with the kvasim. Because when they're baked in the tanur, they're not yet kodesh. So therefore you see that the tanur is not a place where they're hektish. So Amarava Ema Shihe Hekteshan Shum Tanur. What Rabbi Shimon meant to say was that when you're maktish them, you maktish them with having in mind that you're going to bake them in a tanur. But not the tanur's makadesh. We have the machlok Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda about whether you could bring five and five of chalot and rikikin. Tanur Rabbanan. V'chi takriv shtakriv lasot tavar reshut b'korban mincha. This is a reshut to bring a mincha. Rabbi Yehuda minayin l'omer hari alai minchat ma'afeh shalei avi mechzach al mechzach rikikin. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that we saw in the Mishnah that you can't bring half and half. Talmud lomar korban mincha. It says korban mincha. Korban achad amarti l'cha v'lo shnayim shlosha korbanot. It says you have to bring one korban, which means a singular korban. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon said v'chi nemar korban korban shnei pe'amim. It doesn't say korban twice. Meaning it called chalot and rikikin a single korban, which means v'nemar chalot urikikin. So the Torah said that chalot or rikikin is a korban. So you could bring all this, all that, or a mix. Any of it's all one korban. Uvolan v'kometz mishnehen. What do? You mix them together and you take one kometz from the two parts. If you took a kometz and it turned out you got all chalot or all rikikin for your kometz, yatzah, it's also okay because it's all one. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so Rabbi Yehuda's son chimes in and says, same point as his father, Talmud Lomar, so these two psukim, which are juxtaposed, and that's why I repeated the first pasuk further down on the in the pasuk box so that we could see the juxtaposition. What does he say? Ma v'chol amur lamata shnei minei chalukin. In the second pasuk, the two kinds are distinct from each other, which is charevan blula v'chol, the v'chol amur lamala v'chol that starts off the pasuk above it, which is pasuk tet, shnei minei chalukin. They're also distinct. Chalot and rikikin are distinct, and therefore you can't bring a mix. Rabbi Yehuda, so let's go back. Shaper kam Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said to him correctly that it does not say korban for each one. It says korban once. So his answer is, each one it says chalot and rekin, it says bashemen. Korban, korban dami. It's as if each one is identified as a single korban, and therefore you can't mix them. That's Rabbi Yehuda's reason. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you need shemen, shemen. Ilo, k'tiv, bashemen, shemen. If I didn't have that, if I didn't have bashemen separating chalot from rikikin, I would think that when the Torah says bring chalot and rikikin, the only valid way to do it might be to bring half of one and half of the other, five of each. But maybe I can't bring all 10 chalot or all 10 rikikin. And therefore it says bashemen bashemen to give me that option. But it does not say korban twice. The whole thing is called one korban, therefore I may bring a mix. Last thing is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Hainu Avua. How does he disagree with his father? Why does he chime in here? The answer is Ikebnayu Di Avad, is that his father just said, Lechatchila, you have to bring all chalot to Mekikin. But Rabbi Yosef Yehuda infers it from Charivan Blula, and therefore says, just as if you brought a Chariva with oil, or a Blula without oil, it would be Pasul, same thing if you brought a mix of chalot and Mekikin. Okay, Hadran Alach Kol HaMenachot, we have completed in this very short podcast our study of the fifth chapter of Masachet Menachot. We'll begin the sixth chapter, and in introducing it, I'll point out the fact that our sixth chapter really is the tenth chapter, and the fact that it got transposed. We got up at that point. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.